Illusions. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the chief of sinners, Daniel White III, president of Gospel Light Society International, with the Gospel Light Minute X podcast, number 310, titled Illusions. I am here to remind you of what the Bible says very clearly, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners like you and me. Illusions are interesting because they challenge our sense of reality. We see them everywhere, from tricks in magic shows to special effects in movies, and can usually tell the difference between what is real and what is not. But did you know that there are some deceptions which millions of people fall for every day? They are the work of the master illusionist, Satan the devil, who is called the father of lies in the Holy Bible. He has been tricking people into disobeying God since the beginning of time, and is an experienced illusionist and deceiver. Have you fallen for any of Satan's illusions? Here are a few of his illusions. Illusion number one: this life is all that matters. We can get so caught up in this life that we pay no attention to eternal realities. In Mark 8:36, Jesus says, "That is foolish. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul?" Illusion number two: if it feels good, do it. Should we care about what we do? Is there such a thing as right and wrong? The Bible says in Galatians 6:7, we will reap what we sow. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Illusion number three, and this is a big one: there is no hell. If you start to ponder what comes after this life, Satan may try to convince you that there is nothing to worry about. In Matthew 10:28, Jesus says otherwise, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Don't fool yourself. Don't be deceived. Don't be bamboozled. Illusion number four: everyone goes to heaven. Another much believed lie. Illusion number 5. You're not that bad. Every time we answer one of Satan's lies, you can be sure that he has another lie ready to go. Are we really bad enough to go to hell? God's word says in Romans 3:23, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Illusion number six. You can earn heaven. Once we admit that we have sinned, the next lie we often fall for is that we have probably done enough good to overcome our lies and our sins and our faults. However, the Bible says in Isaiah 64:6 that in God's eyes, we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses However, the Bible says in Isaiah 64:6 that in God's eyes we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses, and all our righteousnesses, that is, our good works, are as filthy rags. You know the Bible is true when it says something like that. Illusion number 7, you're too bad. Sadly, lots of people fall for this one too. Yes, it's true that we have all messed up, but it's also true that God stands ready to help us. Jesus Christ said in John 6:37, him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Why does God want us to come to him? Because he loves us. He loves you and he loves me. Not because we have earned it, but because he chooses to. God proved his love for us when he sent his only son, Jesus Christ, into the world because of our sins. The Bible says in Romans 5:8, but God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Pardon me. Ladies and gentlemen, when Jesus Christ died on the cross, he made the way for sinners like you and me to be brought back to God. Our sin was like a debt that needed to be paid. Jesus paid it. Our sin was like a sentence that needed to be served. If you will, Jesus served it. Our sin was like a burden that needed to be lifted. Jesus lifted it. Now he is using messages like this one to awaken people to their need of him, to, as in the book of Acts chapter 26 verse 18 says, which by the way is our founding verse for our ministry at Gospel Light Society International, turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins. Don't fall for Satan's okey-doke. Don't fall for Satan's lies. Don't fall for Satan's illusions anymore. Turn to God and put your faith in Jesus Christ, someone you can trust. Jesus Christ, the Lord, today. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner, that I am a sinful person, and that I have broken your Ten Commandments by lying, by stealing, by lusting after people and things, by taking your holy name in vain, by dishonoring my parents, and many other sins. For Jesus Christ's sake, please have mercy and grace upon my soul and my spirit and my life. And please forgive me of all of my sins. As I now believe with all of my heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, who died for my sins, was buried, and rose again, Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past. Help me to turn from my evil ways and help me to follow you in the new life on into heaven by your grace. Thank you for saving my soul. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, and for his sake, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, if you prayed that prayer with me today and you trusted Christ as your Savior, please email me at gls@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. Thank you for listening to this gospel presentation. To find out more about what you need to do after trusting Christ as Savior, visit gospellightsociety.com and read my pamphlet titled What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. The gospel tract this podcast is based on is published by Moments with the Book, a non-profit organization whose purpose is to spread God's word to the world through the printed page and other media.